الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على شفيعنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد النبي الأمي. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. وقالت أم المؤمنين السيدة عائشة رضي الله عنها: لؤام زليخا لو رأينا جبينه لآثرنا بالقطع القلوب على الأيدي. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, that is the sole means of success in this world, with a life of inner peace and contentment. Success in the qabr, that the grave become a garden from the gardens of Jannah and not a pit from the pits of Jahannam. And eternal, never ending, everlasting success in the hereafter. In Allah Ta'ala's happiness in the gardens of Jannah. May Allah make us amongst them and keep us steadfast on Iman. One of the greatest favors of Allah Ta'ala that we enjoy, the ni'mah of Al-Habib Al-Azam Al-Mustafa Al-Mujtaba Sayyiduna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whenever we hear the most auspicious and beloved name, let us make the habit to say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A person who was a student of hadith was seen after his death in a dream, and somebody asked him, what has become of you? So he says, one day in the lesson, when the name of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken, I said it in a somewhat raised voice so that others were inspired and also recited. On account of that action, Allah Ta'ala has granted me my salvation and my najat. As Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, al-bakhil man dhukirtu 'indahu falam yusalli 'alayya. The miserly person is the one in whose presence my name is taken and does not confer salawat and durood sharif upon me. We know that in recent weeks, few events that really hurts the heart of a mu'min, and it is from the fundamentals of Iman that a person's heart should be hurt, should bleed with tears of blood. When anything is said against the dignity of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as in the case with representatives of the BJP spokesperson and other leader, derogatory statements regarding our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and similarly regarding the family of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the form of a movie that emanates from hatred towards the family, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, scripted by a Shia who has profound hatred for the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, specifically our most respected and chaste mother, extremely beloved to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. She was a remarkable personality, woman, as every one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were given in marriage to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam through the direct command of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the one who had chosen them to be the partners of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world, and eternal partners in Jannah. And in the marriage to Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, such immense blessings the fuqaha and ulama mention, that she is the conveyor of almost one third of deen to this ummah. She ranks amongst those who have narrated a great amount of hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in excess of 2,000 hadith. Extremely high levels of haya, modesty, hijab. And the ummah are highly indebted to her for what she has conveyed to the ummah, the immense barakat and blessings. That is why one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, that of all human beings who are the most beloved to you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha radiallahu anha, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would affectionately call her Humaira. And then the question was asked, amongst men, who are the most beloved to you? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Abuha, her father, Hadhrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. In Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's final day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered a khutbah especially emphasizing to the ummah the rank, status and favors of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an upon this ummah and the deen of Islam. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, everybody who has conferred any favor upon me in any manner whatsoever, I have more than fully repaid them in this world. But one personality is such whose favors upon me, upon the deen of Islam, are so immense, I am unable to repay him in this dunya. And I leave it to Allah Ta'ala to fully recompensate him on the day of Qiyamah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. So speaking in defense of the honor and dignity and the protection of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed a great, great honor. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala, beloved cousin, son-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is once giving a lesson to his students, and this is when he was Amirul Mu'mineen, long after Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had departed from this dunya. Asked him that who is the most, he asked the question to the congregation, that who is the most brave of all human beings? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, known for his valor, heroism, his bravery, that Allah Ta'ala had given the victory on his hands with the prophecy and glad tiding that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the door of Khaybar, a very, very powerful door, will be conquered at the hands of a man who loves Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah Ta'ala and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves him. This honor was reserved for Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So they say, it is naturally you, the most brave of people. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, no, I have taken my personal retributions for whatever harm was attributed to me or meted out to me, but far braver than I is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. And then he recalls an incident in the early years of Islam. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once performing salah in the precincts of the Kaaba Sharif, when the wretched Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayth put a shawl around the Mubarak neck of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and wrenched it severely. It almost choked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, at the time we were weak, in a minority, none of us could do anything. But to our good fortune, none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes along, and he goes and puts his line in his Mubarak body in defense of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and reprimands the leaders of the Quraysh. Will you kill a man only because he says, my Rabb is Allah Ta'ala? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu asks his people, a person whom Allah refers to in the Quran, Rajulun min Ali Fir'aun, Rajulun mu'minun min Ali Fir'aun, an entire surah is named after him, a relative, a cousin of Fir'aun from his close circle, who had secretly took iman on Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and verbally defended his cause even in the upper echelons of the Egyptian parliament, while concealing his iman. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu asks, who is better? Is it Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, or the believer from the family of Fir'aun? He sheds tears and weeps uncontrollably and says, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's one action is better than the entire life of actions of a person, let us remember, whom Allah praises in the Quran. He says, close circle of Fir'aun, assisted the cause of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam while concealing his iman, While Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an defended Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while openly proclaiming his iman. And then he recalls an incident where Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being abused. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, we could not do anything. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went into the thick of the crowd, defending Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One occasion he was beaten so profusely that he felt unconscious, severe swelling on the point of death. And even then when he came around, his first worry and concern was the well-being of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, refused to eat, drink any water. So, personally with his own eyes, the well-being of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says he was far greater, and his one action in defending the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is far greater because he did so not only verbally like the believer around Fir'aun, his wealth with his life, his every cent was spent in the cause of deen. Sayyidina Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu ta'ala is taken to be executed. Abu Sufyan, who later on becomes Hadrat Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, the leader of disbelievers at the time, says, I ask you a question, and in all sincerity, in the name of Allah, give me a true answer. You are about to be executed, to lose your life. If you had an option at this point, hypothetically, and this incident manifests the hadith quoted at the beginning, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is closer to and enjoys more rights over the believers than even they have over their own selves. And all the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the mothers of believers. And look at their testimony. The Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, in glowing terms, she speaks about the lofty character. And this is after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from this dunya. When she was asked, tell us about the character, she says, Basharam min al-Bashar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would conduct himself like a humble human being in the home, would sweep the Mubarak home, would repair his own clothing, would mend his own Mubarak shoes, would milk the goat with his Mubarak hands, would see to his own needs and necessities, and would be in the khidmah and assistance of his family members. If you want true testimony, then look at that which comes from the home. Subhanallah, one occasion she is asked a masala, and when she describes, and this is long after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departs from this dunya, she says, Habibi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once she is asked, tell us about the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says, while I was in menstruation, I drank from a glass or from a utensil. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such affection, took it and drank from the exact spot from which I had drank. Such lofty character. And therefore she says in such beautiful poetic terms, لُؤَامَ زُلَيْخَ لَوْ رَأَيْنَ جَبِينَهُ لَآثَرْنَ بِالْقَطْعِ الْقُلُوبَ عَلَى الْأَيْدِي. She says, referring to the who had criticized Zulaykha, who was entranced with the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, and in seeing his beauty, those who had criticized her were so perplexed that they cut their fingers. She says, those women who had criticized Zulaykha, had they merely seen just one part, just the Mubarak forehead of my beloved Habib Sayyidina Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such words of affection that tells us the strong bond, the deep muhabbat, the lofty akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says, had they seen just the forehead of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would have given preference to carving out their hearts and not just their fingers. They would have carved their hearts out of the chest in seeing the beauty of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so this is indeed a great honor. Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu is asked by Abu Sufyan, if at this point you have a choice, that we allow you to go free to your home, the comfort, luxury, amongst your beloved ones, but in place of that, hypothetically, your messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be on your place, will you accept this offer? Tell me the truth. He says, oh Abu Sufyan, you are asking for something very, very far-fetched. I cannot tolerate being in the comfort of my home and beloved ones, knowing that in lieu of that, even a thorn pricks the Mubarak body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the links of the armor get into the Mubarak cheeks of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anh removes it with his teeth, and in doing so, loses two of his teeth in defending Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu, in the battle of Uhud, puts his body as a human shield around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, and in the occasion of Uhud, when blood starts to ooze from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Malik bin Sinan, father of Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, drinks that blood, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who has my blood in his body, the fire of Jahannam will never ever touch such a person. So our muhabbat, our love, it is there in the heart of every mu'min. Make an sincere effort to nurture, increase in that muhabbat, increase in sunnah. And at such times, when derogatory things are said, then the way we affirm our muhabbat and love is to increase in our actions, learn more and more sunnah, increase our durood sharif. That from this very moment, make a concerted effort to instill the muhabbat and love in the hearts of our children for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the early 1920s, an incident happened when the Indo-Pak subcontinent was still under colonial rule. A Hindu publisher had written very derogatory things about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a book. The publisher, whose name was Rajpal, was asked to take it out of production and publishing, but in the enmity increased it further. A young man, Ghazi Ilmuddin Shaheed, listens to a talk by a great alim reputed at the time, Amir al-Shariat. He listens to this talk and is inspired when he says that what does the Ummah do in the defense of the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioning a dream of seeing Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, complaining and crying about the derogatory things being said about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, are seen shedding tears on the sorrow of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is inspired by the talk. Lengthy incident, but to summarize it, he finds his way to the shop of this publisher, waits for him with a dagger that he had purchased, and put an end to his life. Does not run away, goes into sajda and thanks Allah for this honor of defending the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is arrested, the trial ensues, his lawyers advise him that do not plead guilty. Merely say that you were severely provoked and you were not in control of yourself. Subhanallah, this young man from a humble background, 19 years old at the time, the son of a carpenter of a very, very humble home, Subhanallah, he says, in my life I have done nothing. I have many, many, many weaknesses as a Muslim. The one action that I have done for the pleasure of Allah, in which I pin my greatest hopes, love and defending the honor and dignity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want me to distance myself from that, then I will never ever do that. He says the same words in the court. The decree is given that he be executed. People say that from his cell in jail in Miawali in Pakistan, present-day Pakistan, rays of noor and light would come from the skies into his room. When eventually in the morning of execution, 31st October 1929, he is asked any desire, he performs surakats of salah, and his last words are, O the Ummah, I make you witness that what I have done in defense of the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And the desire to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no words can encapsulate them. And in this way, his life is taken. The British initially bury him without a janazah salah in that jail. Huge protests from the Muslims. Eventually, they are given the body. It is exhumed 2 weeks after his death. The witnesses say very reliably, not his body and not his kiffin was changed. It was fresh as the day he was buried. He's given a janazah salah. More than 200,000 people attended. Muzaffar Ali Khan says that how we wish we could have done and act as noble as this young man. Ulama mentioned that for days after his burial, the fragrant smell of musk would come out of his qabr. Ulama had to make dua to Allah Ta'ala to take it out to stop a fitna. So what we are asked to do, increase in our muhabbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, increase in salawat, within the confines of Sharia, whichever way to raise objection, and thereafter to instill the muhabbat in love. Read a sirat kitab, read it at home with our children, to instill this muhabbat, for indeed this is the means of najah and salvation from difficulties in dunya and akhirah. the cornerstone of our iman, muhabbat, and defending the honor and dignity of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. As a reminder, inshallah, the great honor we have of contributing to the house of Allah and madrasa, the collection that will take place after Jummah. Let's try and donate as generously as possible. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'du fa ya ayyuhal nas, ittaqullaha azza wa jal fi sirri wal alan, fa inna allaha yuhibbul muttaqeen. Wa man yattaqillaha yaj'al lahu makharajan wa yarzuqhu min haythu la yahtasib. Wa man yatawakkal ala allahi fa huwa hasbuh. Ayyuhal muslimun, فلنشكر الله عز وجل على نعمة عظيمة في شكل حبيبه المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الله عز وجل: النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. وقالت أمنا أم المؤمنين السيدة عائشة رضي الله عنها: لؤاما زليخا لو رأينا جبينه لآثرنا بالقطع القلوب على الأيدي. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن جميع أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، خصوصا أزواجه المطهرات، لا سيما السيدة خديجة الكبرى وعائشة الصديقة وحفصة وجميع أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وبناته الطاهرات زينب ورقية وأم كلثوم وفاطمة الزهراء، وسيدنا الحسن وسيدنا الحسين، وعن بقية أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وبقية العشرة المبشرة، وعن أمير المؤمنين معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم استخدمنا لخدمة دينك وللدفاع عن حضرة المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا صفوفكم straight shoulders shoulder the heels in a straight line stand as close as possible leave no gaps between our shoulders when standing up for salah pray as possible so when salah commence there are no gaps between our shoulders one of the means of unity in the ummah is to stand as close as possible in salah with no gaps between ourselves استووا اعتدلوا تقاربوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمتهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم وحب من ينفعنا حبه عندك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأساتذتنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات
اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.